Tfil be'ezah shem b'ilun daf samaches amasechtes bo b'kama. Some of the topics we're learning about include the Mishnah's halacha of in ha'goinim achar ganav mishalom tashlumi kefil. If a person stole an object from a ganav who originally stole it from the owner, the second ganav is exempt from paying kefil, as the Gemara in the next daf cites the source and the pasuk states v'gunav mibesa ish yishalom shnayim. The exclusive words mibesa ish teach v'loy mibesa ganav. Only if one stole an object from the original owner does he pay kefil, but if he stole the object from the ganav, he does not pay kefil. The machlik is Rav and Rav Sheshes. Rav holds the second ganav is pater only before yish, but he is chayiv after yish because yish kaina, and the first ganav now owns the object. Rav Sheshes holds the second ganav is pater even after yish because yish ain't the kaina, and the first ganav does not own the object. The three opinions regarding the chiv dal v'hei. Rav holds the chiv dal v'hei for tzvicha u'mechira is only before yish, but not after yish. Rav Sheshes holds the chiv dal v'hei for mechira is only after yish, but not before yish, and the chiv dal v'hei for tzvicha is both before and after yish. Rav Nachman holds the chiv dal v'hei for both tzvicha u'mechira is before and after yish. The Brice has three cases regarding ha'goinav achar ha'ganav. The machlekes Rav Yechon and Rish Lakish as to whether a person can make his object hektish when it is einoy b'shusay, not in his possession.